Deuxième jour du All Your Friends Festival ici à Burroughs Creek. On commence cette journée-là en parlant au groupe The Main que vous avez connu à Boulevard 102 avec entre autres la toune Loved You a Little avec Charlotte Sands et Taking Back Sunday. Hello guys, how are you?
Bonjour.
Hello.
Oh, your French is good.
Oh yeah, yeah, very good. I know maybe like 5 words. I know bonjour, I know au revoir, I know merci, and nage.
Nage? Why?
Il nage.
Yeah, that's great.
I tried Rosetta Stone, and then I literally forgot everything. And that was the only...
Talk to him in French, yeah. So he had no one to talk to.
That was the only word that stuck for some reason, nage.
Did you understand a bit of what I talked about in the introduction?
Absolutely nothing.
I was talking about the song "Loved You a Little."
I heard that.
Yeah, that part in English. I assume that you heard it because we played this song a lot at Boulevard 102.1 in Quebec City. I can imagine that it was an honor for your band to collaborate with Adam from Taking Back Sunday on this song.
Absolutely. You know, growing up, I remember buying those early records. I remember waiting in line at record stores, and then some odd years later, we ended up getting asked to go on tour with them. And in a weird world, we became friends. And yeah, it was just a very harmonious kind of way it all came together. We gave him a call, and he agreed to do it. And then we fortunately got Charlotte Sands on it too.
Yeah, talk to me about Charlotte Sins. She's here today at the All Your Friends Festival. Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah, we just drove past her just a few minutes ago. We were all like waving and shaking our arms and stuff. Yeah, no, she's great. We love her a lot.
Let's talk about this All Your Friends Festival, nostalgic pop-punk festival. What was your first reaction when we asked you to be on this lineup with bands like Fall Out Boy, Jimmy Eat World, Billy Talent?
Yeah, just honored to be in that grouping, you know? We're big fans of all those bands.
And we had fortunately just done a run of shows on the Fall Out Boy tour. They asked us to go out for 10 shows, so we had already been familiar with them. And Jimmy Eat World is from Arizona, and we've played quite a few shows with them. So it was like, I think it was... And it wasn't like, oh, we've already done it. It was like, we get to do it again.
Yeah,
holy crap.
Yeah, very excited still.
Does this festival give you kind of Vans Warped Tour vibes?
I mean, lineup-wise, for sure. I think...
It's much nicer out. It is much nicer.
The weather is much more agreeable. But like lineup-wise, it is eclectic, but it's also very much rooted in the same vein, in the same world. So... definitely similarities, but like Ken said, I mean, the forest and the weather outside is, it's...
Vibes are high.
Yeah.
Vibes are high, for sure.
This is mostly a pop-punk lineup. Do you consider The Main as a pop-punk band, or you don't want to put yourself in a box like that and just do the music you want to do?
I think we don't really get to dictate what people think we are. If they think about us, that's enough of a gift. So anybody that listens can call us whatever they want. And we've been so fortunate to be able to kind of take our music and our sound the way that we see fit. And people seem to be continually gravitating towards it. So that's a really nice...
Yeah, absolutely. Call us what you want.
Yeah.
Just don't call me Shirley.
You're doing this since 2007. You're going to Australia in a few months. Is it in December? You guys still love touring after all these years?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely getting more difficult as we get older and our lives kind of evolve. And a couple of us have kids now, so it's definitely getting more... you know, it gets more painful when you leave, but it's very much worth it still because we love what we do. We love being around each other. We love the idea of being able to play music. So we're just extremely fortunate that people still care.
Yeah, just being able to be, we get along so well, and I mean, we are around a lot of our peers that we just, we're such a more collective group than a lot of the people we are around, and so it's enjoyable to be together. We still enjoy it.
What's next for the band? A new music soon?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we're actually leaving in a couple weeks for Australia and Singapore, the Philippines, and we just added a show in Hawaii. And then after that, it's a lot of time to write. We have one show for When We Were Young in Las Vegas, and then it's just time to put our heads down and write again.
When will we see you in Quebec City or in Montreal?
Hopefully very soon. I would say, if not next year, the year after for sure, with new music for sure.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Thank you.
Merci.
And remember, Nage.
Yeah, thanks, guys.